Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Welcome to All Things Internet, a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, and Emily tries her best to sometimes fact check and research about 99% of the time. I feel like you've been pretty good the last couple episodes, so I bumped you up 2%.
Wow.
I'm Rachel Ballinger.
I'm Emily Brostaff.
And welcome to whatever this podcast is. Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing good. You?
I'm doing great. Yeah. I just hung out with my family, so I'm good to go for the next week.
You saw llamas?
I saw llamas. Actually, I don't think I saw a llama. I saw goats and a camel and a pig, a lot of dogs, chickens, guinea pigs. I think that's it.
Wow.
I know. And some horses, but that was just because I was driving up.
That's so cute. So his birthday party was on a farm?
Yeah. Colleen threw a little birthday party for Parker and Duncan, even though their birthdays were a while ago. We weren't able to have a party for them, so we had a little combined party today.
That's
it was
so cute.
We just hung out on a ranch farm thing.
Did you get to pet the animals?
Yeah. It was like it's a really cool place. You can You can rent an Airbnb, it's called a yurt. There's yurts and cabins up there that you can rent on the thing. And there's a lake and a game room. It's really cool. I liked
cute.
It. My family's gone there twice before. This is my first time though.
That's adorable. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Also let me not exaggerate. 25% of our...
Oh my God, I'm really dramatic and over-exaggerate everything, and I didn't even realize it, and Abby started pointing it out lately.
Wait, give me an example.
I was like, I've been on hold for 30 minutes, and she goes, I've been sitting next to you the entire time, it's been about 3. I was like, let me complain.
Wow.
I need to work on that. Anyway, you're not exaggerating. Tell me about 25% of something. I wasn't paying attention after
25% that. 25% of our comments on our last podcast was everyone asking about the stickers on my laptop. And it's apparently bothering some people that they don't know what they are. So just
guys, really? That's what's bothering
that's
you in
what's
life?
Not,
of all the things
of all the
we
things,
do.
It's,
of all the things that happens on this podcast, that's what bothers you?
So I figure give the people what they want. So if you're only listening, I'm going to describe them. I have a cow because I don't eat cows.
That's why?
I think they're so cute. They're one of my favorite animals.
But it has a flower crown on
it.
It has
a flower crown. And then we have a duck, and in the middle of the duck it says, look at all those chickens. And if you don't know that reference, shame on you.
You have so much Snoop fur on your mic.
And my body.
You know Noah had it in his ear once?
I don't doubt that.
Okay.
Snoop is everywhere. Then I have a feminist sticker.
Is it because you're not a feminist?
Wow. What?
Or because you don't eat feminists.
I don't eat feminists. I have.
Oh, Juliana.
Oh, no. I take it back. And then I have a YouTube sticker, an Instagram sticker, a Black Lives Matter sticker, a paw print for my doggies, a California sticker, and ovaries before broveries. So, you know, the old saying, can you say that word?
Bros before that one.
Yeah.
That's the nicer saying.
And ours is ovaries before broveries.
Get it.
Who did
Amy Poehler or Tina Fey, one of them?
Yeah. And then I have a Shroot Farm beat because I love The Office. And then I have an office sticker. And then I have a Nevertheless She Persisted sticker, which is one of my favorite events to ever happen.
I had a chill. Sorry.
You know what they say you get those from?
What?
A ghost passing through you.
I get them all the time.
I get them all the time, too.
But also, that's just something someone made up.
You don't know that.
Where's the scientific evidence?
Where's there scientific evidence for ghosts ever?
Correct. That's why I have a hard time. I believe there's something else, but I don't mess with it. And I don't.
Yeah.
I'm going to take every ghost story with a grain of salt.
That's why you get them all the time. Because they're like, believe in me as they pass through you.
Why would I need to believe in them?
I don't know. They want to be seen. They want to be heard. They want to be validated.
Then I was about to say then try harder, but also don't. Please don't. I don't want to see you. Sorry.
Nope. And then lastly, I have a gay peace sign. So that's it. That's all you've been missing. Thank you for your interest.
I never once cared.
Wow. Number one best friend.
Boom.
All right. You ready for some news?
Yeah. I have a sticker for you.
You have a sticker for me?
Someone sent you a sticker. I forgot to give it to you.
Okay, continue. Interesting. Someone sent me a sticker with an Etsy order, and I have it in my car, and it's of a pit bull wearing a flower crown, and it looks exactly like Snoop. And I saved it because I wanted to give it to you, and then I forgot until just now.
My Noopus, Poopus.
Little Noop.
My Noopus.
All right. It's amazing. Anyway. All right, stop distracting me. Here we go.
I didn't do anything.
My God, you heard it here. She was the distraction, not me. Anyway, all right.
Okay. Wow. For once, I wasn't the distraction.
Right? Okay, so.
What happened in the news, Emily, this week?
What happened this week? We're going to start with the Ace family. Your favorite. Yep.
That's
So do you remember a few weeks back we covered that the Ace family was starting a festival called the Ace Family Fest, where
of
basically,
course.
Yeah, Austin and Catherine McBroom were advertising that they were putting on a festival for their fans that was described as Disneyland meets Coachella, right? So
no description has made me want to go to a place less.
Correct. Well, of course there was some drama. Why else would we be reporting on it?
Is it still trying to happen?
It happened.
Oh, it did happen.
It happened.
Oh, please tell.
Oh boy, did it happen.
Do tell.
So just to remind you, the normal tickets to get into the festival were $100.
You can't get comfy.
I'm noticing that.
I don't want to be wearing jean shorts anymore.
Do you want to go change real quick?
During the ad break, I will.
Okay. All right, so the normal tickets were $100. Then the VIP meet and greet tickets were $500.
Ugh.
So keep that in mind when I'm telling you what happened. So to hop right into it, when they were advertising for the festival, they were promoing images of these like huge elaborate carnivals.
Of course they were.
Right. And so these clips showed like tons of gaming booths, tons of rides, like jam-packed fun type of like hip and happening space. I take that back. I'm so sorry.
It's an happening.
Please. Please let's never talk about this again. And then it turns out that they had stolen that footage from a channel called Jay and Mac Films, and Jay and Mac Films had put out a video showcasing the San Diego Fair, and that exact clip, like frame by frame, they took it from their video, and the McBrooms put it on their promo videos.
Well, obviously it wasn't going to be real footage because they hadn't had the festival yet.
Right.
So the festival didn't exist for them to have promo footage of.
But don't steal someone else's.
Oh no, right. Do not steal someone else's. But I'm saying, like, obviously we can't expect that to be what it was because it hasn't existed yet.
Right.
But don't steal someone else's footage. Because sometimes there's like footage you can buy from people.
Yeah. I don't think that if I'm 63% sure that was not the case, that they didn't buy it. Because when I was reading about this, everyone was making a big deal being like, they stole it. So why would they say they stole it if they bought it, you know?
Yeah.
But that's basically what they were setting this festival up to be, mm-hmm. was mm-hmm. the equivalent of the San Diego Fair. Well, several YouTubers and Tea Spill channels actually bought tickets to go to the Ace Family Fest to get the behind the scenes look.
Why didn't we?
I literally, when I was reading this, I was like, that was such a missed opportunity. Well, we didn't miss
We're
much.
Fired. Yeah. I fired us.
We fire ourselves. The whole, like, from watching their videos, the whole space was like super barren. Like, it was like, it was a small space.
TanaCon 2.0.
Yeah, it was TanaCon again. Yeah. So there was like not a ton of people. It was like super empty rides, super empty game booths. Even though it was like a small space, everything seems really spread out and like just not enough stuff for people to do. So it just kind of seemed like slopped together. And then at some point, a tent blew over, like a big tent. And like, thank God there were no kids inside.
Oh,
and like everyone was fine. But like, clearly, like, this was not like well planned and thought out. And then
why do influencers and people think that they can just throw stuff together? I will never understand it. Successful things take lots of planning, lots of lawyers, lots of security,
right?
Lots of people,
right?
But time and money mainly.
Has no one learned from Firefest?
No one's learned from that.
No.
TanaCon,
right?
Any random festival that people have thrown,
right? Just
no.
Stop.
Just stop it.
Just stop. Get
it's
some
cute
help.
That you want to, but then no, we're not the, was it the Hank and Steve? What are their
Green
names?
Brothers.
The Green Brothers.
Yeah.
I was afraid to say their name wrong. I know who they are. I've met them. Yeah. You
right.
can't be them. Also, their first VidCon was really small. And
yeah.
It wasn't what it is now.
Right. I feel like a lot of these YouTubers are like, yeah, we want to throw together an event. And they kind of tell their team. And then their team's like, okay. And then from what I'm thinking, it's the YouTubers are like rushing their team to put it together quickly before the hype dies down. And it's like, it doesn't give them enough time to get stuff together.
So what you do is you don't announce it till you have it together, and then the hype won't die down.
I don't think they can do that because
I'm so good at marketing.
Well, then they won't get the funding because they need to see if people are interested. So you have to like put it out there, see if people are interested, if they'll buy the pre-sale, and then you can see how much you're going to spend and how much you should ask investors for.
Well, you can tell investors, I have this many fans.
Yeah.
And like, this is how well I do on merch. This is how many views I get per video. That also translates. Like,
true.
I had this many people meet me at VidCon. That translates. Do better, everybody.
Do better.
Do better.
Right. So, and then they were also advertising that, like, it said right on their website, like, it was a big bold. It said that they had free games and free prizes. But it turns out the, like, prizes that you got from playing the carnival games was all of their old merch that they didn't sell. So they, so just to paint a little picture in your head, this festival.
They gave you trash.
This festival was taking place.
XXLs and XXSs in shirts.
And they were handing out scarves, winter scarves. And it was 102 degrees outside in the desert.
Buy like teddy bears to give away for like 10 cents.
No, it was all the old merch that they couldn't get rid of. And to make it even worse, so it said on their website, hugely. Free games,
hugely?
Free. Hugely? Is that a word? I feel like that's a word.
It sounds weird. Wow. I'm sure it's a word.
I regret nothing.
In huge letters.
Hugely. It said free games, free prizes. But the YouTubers that were playing these and like filming the whole thing, if you won the game, in order to get the prize, you had to give the booth attendant a ticket, which you had to buy. So
wait, whoa. In all of the worlds that we've ever lived, in all of the games I have ever played, you pay for the game. When you win, the prize is free.
Well, the game was free as advertised on the website because all the games were included in your ticket that you bought to the festival. But it also said free prizes, but then they were charging people to redeem the prizes, the old merch that didn't sell out.
That doesn't make sense. That's people just playing games and then having a store.
Correct. Yeah, so people were really mad over that. And then, where was I going with that?
Stupidest thing.
Oh, and then Austin said, even the day that the festival is taking place, he was like putting on Instagram story. He was like, we're all here. We're set up. We're excited to see you. And he was like going over everything. And he said in the video, which it said on the website as well, free parking because it was included in the ticket. Well, everyone got there and then had to pay for parking.
Stop.
Yeah. So he kept advertising all this free stuff. And
people could sue them.
Really? You think?
False advertisement. Oh. Someone do it.
They're already being sued by like,
do it.
17 Someone different
it.
People.
I missed my opportunity. Someone yep. do it.
Catherine's already being sued for the makeup line. Austin's being sued by the city of LA for the parade that he put on before his boxing
thing.
Will they
never learn?
And then didn't they declare bankruptcy or something because of their house?
I don't know. Aren't they being sued by someone that lived under them that because they overflowed their
that
pool?
That too? Yeah. So just get a ticket and get in line, people. All right? It'll be your turn eventually.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And then this drama channel pointed out
that Don't sue anybody. Sorry. Don't do that. I retract my statement. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly, Rachel Ballinger said at one
no,
point.
No, don't do it. Don't sue people. But like they need to
they
stop
need
it.
To learn.
Stop it. But clearly suing them doesn't. How about we all just stop
supporting
watching
them. Yeah.
Yeah. That'll hit them where it hurts.
Yeah. So then a drama channel was, they pointed out on their video that initially when they were advertising for their festival on the website, their website stated that there would be free rides, free games, free prizes, a wildlife park, and live performers. Well, after the tickets went on sale, mysteriously half of that description disappeared. So people had already bought the tickets, and then they got rid of the wildlife park, and they got rid of the live performers. So people had already bought the tickets, and then they took away those two aspects and then never said anything about it and weren't offering refunds. And I'm glad they didn't do the wildlife park because, like...
Yeah, obviously it wouldn't have done well.
Yeah, the animals would have been stressed, and, like, I don't enjoy seeing animals in those kind of settings.
Same.
So, like, I'm glad they took that away, but, like, at least offer an explanation or, like, an apology or a refund.
Yeah.
You know?
Nope.
Yep. There's another segment of this, but do we need to?
I guess we should check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor. Sponsor!
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
And
we're back.
Nupus.
He heard someone open a bag of food and immediately left.
Yep.
All right. What's there's more to the.
Oh, there's more.
There's more. Okay, okay. Continue.
So the biggest attraction of this whole Ace Family Festival was to obviously meet Austin, Catherine, and the kids. Mm-hmm. So the big meet and greet. Well, it turned out to be TanaCon 2.0. Where people were waiting in line in the direct sunlight outside in the desert in the heat for hours upon hours, and they were mostly children because they're like quote unquote a family channel. Yeah. So it was a ton of parents just waiting in line with their kids. And so eventually they moved everyone inside, but like, why didn't you do that from the start?
Because like, they don't think about it.
They don't think things through.
Because they don't have professionals figuring this all out.
Right. So then Austin kind of got in some trouble because once moved everyone inside, it was a little more chaotic because obviously like there's hundreds of people now standing inside of this. Like it looked almost like a warehouse waiting in line. And so he went on Instagram story and he encouraged his fans to get out of line to go ride rides and play games. And then to come back, promising them that when they would come back, the line would be shorter and that they would still get to meet them. And he said, you have all day to meet us. So if you're sitting there for hours and hours, I highly recommend you guys go on rides, eat food, play games, stay hydrated. You can always come back when the line is shorter and you can meet us. But by the time those people got back, they were turned away by security.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Austin and Catherine said that they were wrapping up and finishing the meet and greet and were telling people that they weren't allowed to meet. Well, security was telling people that they weren't allowed to meet them anymore, even though they had gotten in line an hour and a half before the meet and greet was over.
An hour and a half?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Right. Because like the security was saying, well, like we have to stop the line here because then by the time this last person gets there, it'll be the end of the meet and greet. But these people paid
$500.
$500? It was $500 for a VIP meet and greet pass.
How many people, how many VIPs were there?
I'm not sure, but.
Because you have to, oh my God, you have to think about that. Mm-hmm. You can only like truly meet max 600 people. Mm. And that is, it takes all day and only like maybe 20 seconds, 30 seconds per person.
Right.
Because as a human being, you have to take breaks. You have to like hydrate, like you have to, you know, be a human being. So you can only meet so many people in one setting. Like, I wouldn't do a meet and greet more than 3 hours, but my dream is only an hour because it is truly exhausting because you want to meet and make every person feel seen and get them their money's worth.
Right.
So doing longer than that. So like, honestly, I didn't know they'd be doing a meet and greet of that many people. I thought they would they'd come on stage, maybe say something to the crowd, do a fun game, and then meet maybe 200 people.
No, Catherine and Austin put out their official Ace Fest family like follow up video. And in that video, I mean, we all know that she was hyperbolizing. So we're taking this with a huge grain of salt. But she was like, we must have met like 10,000 people today. And like watching the videos, like there were like not 10,000 people, but there was like a good couple hundred people waiting to meet them.
I'm sure there was like 1,000.
But it's like, I don't know. I don't know because I've never done a meet and greet and obviously like that's not my full-time job and I don't have experience, but like I feel like if I were in their shoes and I knew how much people paid and I knew how long they waited in line and I knew that this was like a lot of them is their only chance to meet me, like I would wait. I wouldn't care. Like if the meet and greet was over at 11.
So here's the thing. They might have truly been, if they have kids with them, if they're meeting the kids, you can't make the kids do that. When the kids are done, the kids are done.
Well, send the kids home.
Yes. But also, I don't know how long they were meeting people, but if it was like 8 hours of meeting people, they physically might have been so drained, like wise, but they shouldn't have sold that many VIP tickets.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have.
Or have told people to go away and come back. Like, yes. It's almost like he planned that. Like, he knew it was going to take how long it was going to take. And so he was just like, oh, leave and come back. Like,
but also, like, it sucks, but like you spend just less time with each person, so you can have a chance to meet every single person. There's so many different ways to handle it. If you're spending 2 minutes with each person, you're clearly not going to get through everyone.
Right.
And there's just, it wasn't organized right. I mean, it just wasn't organized right.
Yeah. I just feel sorry for the people that like.
Oh, I feel really bad for them. That sucks.
Paid and waited and then still didn't get to see them. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Well, sounds terrible. Sorry, everyone that went.
Sorry, everyone that went.
All right. What else is there in the news today?
All right. So we have a Doja Cat follow-up from last week.
Oh, my Doge.
So last week we talked about how Doja Cat and Noah Schnapp from Stranger Things kind of got into this weird situation where Doja had reached out to Noah asking for his co-star's social media platform so that she could hit on him and slide into his DMs. And then he took screenshots of their conversation and posted it on TikTok because he thought it was funny. And then Doja got really heated about the whole thing and basically went on Instagram Live and called him a snake. So,
but he's a minor. She should have had that in her mind before she one DM'd him and then also got mad at him.
Yeah. I mean, she did say in her little thing, like, I understand. I mean, we talked about this.
Yeah,
like,
I understand. Anyway, yeah. Doesn't matter. We already talked about it.
Right.
Follow up. What's going
but
on?
But the follow up is that Doja lost 200,000 followers on Instagram after this whole thing. Noah gained more than 3 million on TikTok.
Whoa!
Yep. And so the reason, everyone is like unfollowing and mad is because one, I didn't realize he was a minor. I mean, when I said he's a child, I just thought like he was like 18, 19. I didn't realize he's literally 17.
Oh, yeah. He's minor.
He's a minor, like legally a minor. And so everyone's like, one, that was really weird that she like
slid into his DMs
to talk about hitting on someone else.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And so people are mad and like a little weirded out by that. And then people are also mad that she's like obviously like literally bullying a child online. So that was interesting. And then Noah, because Noah hadn't made a comment, hadn't said anything, and everyone was just kind of like waiting on their edge of their seats to see like
everyone loves the drama.
Everyone loves
the drama.
They
want to grab their popcorn and intake. Yeah.
So he ended up finally addressing the situation after posting a TikTok video where he was using Doja Cat's song as the background music, but he was just doing one of those like funny head tilt filters, where you choose options. And obviously it was a dig because he was using the Doja Cat song. And then everyone started commenting and being like, not the Doja Cat song. And like, we're trying to like stir the pot. And so he ended up commenting on his own TikTok and said, guys, everything is all good. I apologized and I still follow her and love her music. No hard feelings. Okay, but did she apologize?
Wow, he's more mature than her.
As of when we're filming this, I have not seen an apology from her.
Wow.
So,
well, she might have apologized in private.
Maybe. Yeah.
We don't know what goes on. We truly don't. And we'll never, ever understand or know the entire stories of anything that happens. We're just watching from afar.
That's such a tricky situation to be in. Like when you have two celebrities that are feuding or in a spat or getting an argument. And like the apology situation, because if you don't apologize publicly, then people are going to be like, oh, you're so immature. You're so wrong.
But if you do apologize publicly, it seems insincere.
Yeah. That's so awkward. That's so awkward. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a hard one.
Yeah. Okay. And then is your soul prepared for this?
It never is. I don't know if that's a positive or negative preparedness, but go for it.
Khloe Kardashian is having.
Wait, which one's that? Tristan's baby mama.
She's having another baby with him via surrogate.
This was planned.
This was planned. So they're not back together, but allegedly it has not been directly confirmed by the non-couple. But allegedly they had started the whole surrogacy process before it was revealed that Tristan cheated on Khloe and got that other woman pregnant. So it's like the baby's like either here or like about to be here. So
here's the thing. If you get cheated on by your significant other, leave them and never go back. Because it clearly is a pattern and you don't need to be intertwined with that. Even if you already have kids, let that be the end of it. Those are great. That's the end. Time to move on. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Uh-huh. There's lots of people like alleging that the baby's already born. Oh, and it's a boy. It has been confirmed that it's a baby boy that they're expecting. A lot of people think it has been born in the past few days and they're just keeping it a secret.
Probably. Who cares?
But yeah, when this news first broke, the way that people were phrasing it is it sounded like they were doing this recently. Like she was like, oh, I just want to give True like a sibling that she always deserved and like. But no, like this happened a while ago, allegedly. That's as far as we know. They keep saying inside source and stuff like that.
Which is Kris Jenner just emailing TMZ.
Obviously. Hello, it is me, Kris.
Hey, it's your best gal pal.
But yeah, if it's correct, this all the surrogate got pregnant before the cheating scandal, or before the most recent cheating scandal where the other lady got knocked up. Yeah. So, and Chloe was trying, she was attempting to keep this pregnancy a secret, mostly to keep the surrogate safe and then to protect her mental health from like public judgment because,
yeah,
obviously, like after the whole cheating thing happened, like this is a very tricky situation. But after the story leaked, she was forced to confirm the pregnancy. And so I have yet to see a direct statement from her from the time we're filming this. But yeah, everyone just keeps saying that she's getting ready to confirm.
Wow. I wasn't ready for that. I didn't expect that one.
Yeah.
I did see, though, that Pete Davidson said that Kim Kardashian wants to have babies with him.
Mm. Yeah. Good for them.
Yeah, I was just stating a fact.
Good for them. We're happy.
I hope they're happy.
I hope
everybody's happy in the end. Chloe, you can do better.
Yeah, Chloe. She knows she can do better now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then our last news of the day. Again, are you sitting down?
I am upside down on the ceiling.
Beyonce joined TikTok.
Stop. No, she didn't.
She sure did.
Yep. She did.
So she joined TikTok and already has over 3.5 million followers. And she uploaded all of her music to the platform. So now people can search it in the music and use it. Oh,
finally.
Right? And she posted her first TikTok, which was a compilation of other people's TikToks of them dancing to her music. And then she credited every single video she used.
That's amazing.
So amazing. And then TikTok actually changed their bio to say, I'm Beyonce's app now.
That's cute. That's funny.
Right?
I like that. Yes.
That's good. That was all I have for that story.
Do you think she's doing that because now there's been a lot of record labels that say like, you have to promote your song on TikTok or whatever.
Do you think she needs to do that?
No, but they might be like, hey, we're dropping a new album or dropping a new song soon. It has to be available on TikTok, so you need to have a TikTok.
Maybe. I just feel like she's so top tier that like she could release a song on Spotify, like on a muted playlist, and people would find it and immediately like,
yeah,
go
platinum.
Yeah,
that's true. I mean, yeah. I mean, we just don't know what the record labels make people do. But
true, yeah.
I don't know. Hopefully she's just on it for funsies.
I would hope so.
I want that for everyone. I want everyone to just be having fun and be happy.
Right.
But I'm always like, what was the reason?
Right.
What was the reason?
We need to know. Yeah.
All right. Was that all the news we have?
Wait, are you ready for your positive moments?
Well, I was going to check to see if we had a sponsor for today, but let's give a positive moment first.
Why don't you do sponsors? Because it's instead of a lot of littles, it's one big.
Sponsor. And we're back.
Okay, so let me get through the story, okay?
Oh, God. That means I want to interrupt a lot. Okay, continue.
Oh, I already know what you're going to say. All right.
Buy this water at Ross.
Yes.
I love it for you.
I have no shame. Icelandic water, it tastes so good. It's ridiculous.
I can't really taste the difference in water. I've already interrupted your story. Go ahead. You haven't even started it.
I didn't even notice. I'm so ADHD, I didn't even notice. Okay, so 16-year-old Corian Evans rescued a sinking car full of three teenage girls and a police officer from a river in Mississippi.
I have a lot of questions. One, was the police officer on duty? Two, were the girls being arrested or were they just like hanging out in the car?
That would have been a much more interesting story.
Three, was it a police car or a normal car?
It was a normal car. Okay, so it was 2:30 a.m. and the teen girls were following their car's navigation system, but it was dark. They were like on this boat dock. They couldn't really figure out where they were going, and they just mistakenly ended up driving their car off the boat dock into the water.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. And then they floated out 25 yards. So they were like pretty far away from the shore. Thankfully, they managed to get out of the car and climbed up onto the roof, but obviously the car was sinking.
And
it's pitch black. Yeah. And Corian was the one that heard them screaming for help. So he immediately took off his jacket and threw his phone and keys and jumped right in the water. And then he was followed by a police officer that also jumped in the water to go help. Well, the police officer made it there first. And one of the girls was panicked that he was trying to help swim to shore. And she ended up pushing him under. And so he ended up inhaling a ton of water. And so Corian ended up getting the girl back to the car, ended up taking the police officer under his arm and swimming him to the shore. And then once he got the police officer to the shore, he went out and individually got each girl back to the shore by himself. Well, he did have a friend with him, but he was the one doing like the main lugging and swimming out there.
Holy crap.
Right?
But because the girls not swim?
I think they were so panicked.
There are people that literally freeze in emergency situations.
Yeah.
And there are people that are thrive.
It's yeah, not like to take away from how traumatic those kind of things are, but it's just like, it's so funny how biology works because when you're in a very like life or death situation, your body's like biologically supposed to know how to react. And then there's people that are like, just freeze.
There are people that have said, they've said like in plane crashes, like when the plane lands, the people just freak out so much they can't even undo their seat buckle. And they either have to be like taken off the airplane or like they end up dying because they just are frozen and can't.
Like in the water.
Yeah. And like there are people like they're like getting off the airplane and surviving.
Right.
But there's people that just literally can't figure out how to undo their seatbelt because their whole body goes into like just frozen.
Shock. Yeah.
Choke.
I know it's a way.
Choke.
Choke. I know it's a way of like your body protect or like your brain's way of protecting itself. Like just shut off. But like your number one function is supposed to be to keep yourself alive. Like,
yeah.
Funny how that works.
Yeah. I've heard one time a comic say like, I got two sons. They're both very different. There's one that would set the house on fire and then it just run around in circles screaming, ah, fire. And the other one that would somehow save me and throw out the fire and save the neighborhood. And like, it's like,
how does that work? But yeah, so when he was being interviewed after, he said, I was just like, I can't let any of these folks die. They need to get out of the water. So I just started getting them. I wasn't even thinking about anything else. I turned around. I see the police officer. He's drowning. He was going underwater. He was saying help. So I went over there. I grabbed him and swam him back until I could feel him walk. So
there are people that panic and will like attack their
rescuer.
Yeah. Like sometimes they have to knock them out. They like punch them out and knock them out to get them to. So I've seen that in like lifeguard stuff.
Right.
Where if a person is in the water thrashing and stuff, you basically have to knock them out and then bring them to shore.
Jesus.
Because people are like, they just go.
Then you'll both die. I know. Yeah. Like it's necessary.
The cop
like,
almost died. And he was just trying to save it. He was doing his job.
Right.
So
yeah.
He was being good. Anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you. What is his name?
I think it's pronounced Corian Evans.
Corian, thank you.
Yeah.
For being a good person and knowing what to do in emergency situations.
Yeah, great kid. All right. And then for another positive story, a gray little kitten had to be rescued from the inside of an ATM in Arkansas. So someone was trying to use the ATM, heard meowing coming from inside the machine and called the fire department for help. And the rescuers think that the kitten was probably just trying to find shade, but they cannot logically figure out how this cat got inside because they had to like disassemble the entire machine to get it out. And then do you want to know what they named him?
Money.
Cash.
That's cute.
And the news article literally was titled something about like local firefighters have to withdraw a kitten from an ATM. I was like, you're done. But
I like it.
Right? The cat is expected to make a full recovery and they're getting him up to a healthy weight before he can receive his vaccinations, and they're going to put him up for a foster home or like adoption situation. But he's doing good.
Aw, Cash. Mm-hmm. Someone go get Cash.
Cash
money.
And then our last positive news segment, 1,023 acres of ancestral land in New York City. Oh my God. All right, we're going to start over.
1,023 acres of, what was it?
Ancestral
land has been given back to the natives, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm, in New York.
New York.
I'm trying really hard to pronounce this right. The Onondaga Nation. That was my best attempt. So
please, in the comments below, if you know how to pronounce it, let us know.
Yeah, I looked it up and you know, Google said it's pronounced like Onondaga, but I could be wrong. So feel free to correct me. But the land was in the Tule Valley, which includes more than 45 acres of wetlands, floodplains, and approximately 980 acres of forests and fields. And this land used to be owned and used by Honeywell, the company. And this is a company that manufactures like air conditioners for homes.
Oh, yeah. I know what Honeywell is.
Yeah. Yeah. And they were found to have been polluting the lake and the surrounding lands for.
Sue 'em.
Yeah. For almost 100 years. Well, they have to pay $5 million.
That's it?
Right? I know they make that in like, what, like 2 months?
That's like 3 air conditioners. Right. Trust me, I just got one installed.
Right. They have to pay $5 million to the Natural Resource Trustees and give the 1,023 acres of land over to the Onondaga Nation. And they have to restore several hundred areas of, or 100 acres of polluted area, and construct 18 projects related to conservation and recreation. And they've already done 7 of the 18. So it's a good start.
It's a start. We're going to get there. It's okay.
Yeah. But it's just, it's nice that it's being returned to the natives.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's really great. Instead of they could have turned that into like, I don't know, like public land or like recreational land, but yeah. Instead they gave it back, which was.
What a positive moment.
Good choices were made.
Good choices. All right. Do we have a game or questions?
Do we have to choose?
Yes.
Oh, we have to choose. Okay. You choose. Game or questions?
Questions.
Ooh. All right.
Didn't expect that one, did you?
I did not. You always go for game. Okay.
Gotta spice it up.
All right. What is, I love reading the questions that people DM me to ask, because most of the time it's just like, people will be like, ask Rachel what it's like to be gay, or how did you meet Rachel, or
joy,
or I don't know.
Yeah, keep them coming. I got answers.
No, but so every once in a while, someone will DM me a question and I'm like, you go, little rock star. All right. You ready? It's so random, but it just made my heart like so happy. What old person thing does Rachel Ballinger do?
Oh, please. Please tell me. I'm ready. Here we go. Okay. Mm-hmm. What old person thing do I do? This is for you to answer.
For me to answer?
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I don't know. I grunt when I get up.
You grunt when you get up. You sleep with your mouth open.
Yeah, I do.
So do I. We both look like old men. Like.
I look like what is the? It's not a Grim Reaper. It's the soul people from Harry Potter.
Dementor.
The Dementor. I look like a Dementor.
What else?
I'm obsessed with the weather, whatever the weather is.
See, you have more like dad habits than
old
person. Yeah,
more of a dad than an old person for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like my yard. I like my yard work, my wood shop.
Right.
Yeah. I don't drink beer, though. Not a beer drinker.
Okay.
I think the biggest old person thing I do is grunt when I get up.
You really do? Like every time. Every time. Without fail.
It started when I started getting arthritis in my knees. And like every time I had to get up, I'd be like, oh God. And then it just became a habit of when I get up, I'm like, yeah.
I want to start making a compilation video of, oh yeah. Yeah.
It's like sounding like I'm pooping constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you have anything else that I do that's old person?
I don't think so. I was literally trying to think about this when I was like putting this question in.
I mean, I have millennial things I do, but like old person, I don't know.
It was very specific, old person.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Is there a movie that you can practically quote from start to finish?
No, I'm not one of those people. I can talk a lot through Elf. Like I can quote a lot of Elf, but I'm not the type to remember.
You're not like a big movie person, right?
I'm not a massive movie buff at all.
Do you want to know, like, I mean, word for word, grunt for grunt, you know what movie I can quote start to finish? You'll never guess.
No, I won't. Tell me.
Austin Powers Goldmember.
Why?
I don't know.
Emily.
I don't know.
Emily. That says a lot about you as a person, and I'm concerned.
I know. It's because when I was a teenager, my best friend at the time, we would just watch it every day. And so like I learned every like facial expression, and like not because I was like trying to, but just because we watched it that much.
God. My sister watched, I watched a lot of Zoolander.
Oh, love that movie.
Which is a good movie. And Napoleon Dynamite. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I could quote them really well. I was a kid.
I memorized the Napoleon Dynamite dance for my seventh grade
of course
talent
you did.
Show.
Of course you did.
So.
Good job.
I'll share that sometime.
When?
It's just sometime.
Okay.
I need to like practice.
Oh, okay. She needs to refresh.
I need to refresh, you know? All right, time for one more.
Yep.
Ooh.
What?
I'm gonna ask two, just go fast. If the house was on fire, but everyone was out safely, pets are out safely, and all wallets and cash are saved, and you can make one last dash to grab something, what would it be?
It's a thing of Abby's that she said if the house ever got on fire, I have to save it.
Oh. Can you share?
No.
Okay. Well, that's where we're going to leave that.
It's a memorabilia thing for her.
I literally have a firebox. It's not fireproof, but it's a box where if my apartment was ever on fire.
To grab that?
To grab that.
Why don't you make it fireproof?
Those are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if all the cash and laptops and humans are out, everything can be replaced for me. Yeah. Except there's one thing of hers that I have to grab.
You don't have anything like super sentimental where you'd be like, I have to have that?
Most of my stuff's at my parents.
That's really nice. Okay.
Which is more flammable than my house. So I should probably go grab it.
Yep.
But they're in a less fire area than I am. I'm actually in more of a fire area.
There you go. All right. And then last one. If you could shop free at one store for the rest of your life, which one would you choose?
Amazon.
It has to be a store.
Target.
I went with Costco.
That's a lot of Whole Foods. Because that's expensive and it's all my groceries.
Yeah, but Costco has so much food and everything.
They have alcohol.
They have alcohol. They have furniture. They have electronics.
Well, no, but Target, I guess. You know, I don't even like Target that much.
I don't know why I like it so much. I can't explain it.
It's like they have everything you think you want, but you don't actually want.
For double the price.
For double the price. And it's like not that cute of stuff. It's always like 2 years too late. And like it's all like Chip and Joanna Gaines fashion.
Right.
Stuff. I take back my Target. Costco's cute. I feel like we can do better.
Well, it's just practical.
Costco's practical.
Yeah. I'd be set.
I mean, I guess I shouldn't do Whole Foods. Like, food isn't that expensive. Food is obviously, like, needed for the rest of my life. But, like,
my dream is to be rich enough to only shop at Whole Foods. Rachel's like me every day.
It's actually pretty far from where I live. I don't shop there that often anymore. I used to back in my old place. It was like one of the closest grocery stores. So I shop there all the time. But this one's, like, a good 12 minutes away. It's too far. It's too far to drive.
You're done.
You're done.
All right. So if not Target and not Whole Foods.
It might be Whole Foods. Costco is pretty smart.
It has everything.
Yeah.
You're set.
You're set if it's. Yeah. Because you can get your furniture.
Yeah.
Your electronics. Your camping gear.
Trampolines.
You could buy trampolines.
Seven trampolines.
Oh, my God. Why didn't you start with that, Emily?
And then you can sell them.
I can get my trampoline. No, it has to be. You can't resell your things.
Okay.
There has to
still
be a
Costco.
Limit.
Still.
Because then I would just go to like a jewelry. Choose a jewelry store.
All right. Fine. If you're not selling, still Costco. You can get us our hot tub and our trampoline. Joy and I.
I can get my hot tub?
Joy and I have been asking for only two things since the moment we met you.
Oh,
we have
you've asked me for so much.
Only ever asked for two things in life.
Stop it.
A hot tub and a trampoline. Have we gotten either? No.
You're not my girlfriend or my children.
Hello. I do my laundry here. Abby cooks me food.
You're our child.
You drive me places. I am your child.
I give you spending cash.
Abby literally said two nights ago when I was heading out, like after working and editing Rachel's video, she goes, do you need food? Do I need to send you home with food? I'll send you home with food. And then hands me a huge Tupperware full of food. So yes, I am your child.
We are a mom and dad for sure.
You are mom and dad.
All right. I like your Costco one.
Thank you.
That's smart.
I had some time to think about it.
I didn't have much time.
That's okay.
I forgive you.
Thank you.
All right. I think that's it for today. I think that's everything. You have anything more to say?
I don't think so.
All right. Thank you guys for watching. As always, it was a pleasure. Please subscribe or follow wherever you listen to your podcast. And there's new episodes every Monday. And then check us out on all the other things that we do. And I love you and you're beautiful. And thanks for listening. And that's it.
Love you.
Bye. Bye. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the side?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation. Or any other.
I need you to find me.
You to save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes.
Relapse, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.